And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
All right, we're talking to Lynn Ochita from the Humane Society of Central Oregon. And right now we're just talking about how hot the ground can get when it's hot like this and how it affects our pets. If you wouldn't walk on it with your bare feet, don't make your best friend do that.
Absolutely. Right? And we gave all the warnings and we gave all the tips. And I wore sandals that I could easily take off and could do that. And yes, it was getting pretty warm as the parade was ending. But I think that, I think people, monitored themselves and their pets pretty well. It was more shocking to see that people didn't have water for themselves. dogs are drinking cool water, and I'm looking at their hands, and they didn't bring water for themselves.
Yeah. right. And that's key, right? We want to make sure we keep our pets dehydrated. We want to keep our pets hydrated during this heat wave.
Yeah. If you do have to keep your pets outside, remember, provide protection from the heat. Of course, the best place is to be inside a nice, cool home. And, of course, never leave your dog in a parked car on a hot day.
That still happens. Are you serious?
It does.
Are you sure?
People do need to be careful, though, about being like a vigilante and wanting to break windows, because there are a lot of cars with dogs in it, windows totally rolled up tight, but they've got the air conditioning running. So, for instance, those Teslas, and check that dashboard to see if they have the dog is safe and it's in a cooled environment. Sometimes people will go on sprees. The last couple of years have been pretty good, where we're hearing a lot of dogs being broken out of cars and unfortunately actually stolen. So always call the non-emergency dispatch to report a dog before you do anything, and listen to what they have to say.
I saw a sign on a window. This was online somewhere, and it was said, dog's okay, the AC's on, and he's listening to Nickelback. And so it's like mixed feelings. Like, on one hand, what a good owner with the AC.
But
on the other hand, what a bad owner. Nickelback? Really? Your poor dog.
Oh my gosh. Well, we do want people to exercise their pets, of course, because otherwise they might get a little crazy if you keep them in the house. So
Sure. Just
exercise your pets early in the morning, get up a little bit earlier, or in the evening once the asphalt has cooled down. I'm sure we've all had the melted tar and the asphalt in our dog's paws. So never fun. It's a pretty gnarly experience. So just be careful out there and treat your animals like you would your kids. I mean, bottom line, Sure. Yeah, those are the same rules that you're going to follow for your pets.
And clean fresh water outside. There's nothing worse than like a muddy bowl
or full
with
of
a
bugs.
Little bit of water in it. Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah, it's your
buddy. If you won't drink out of it, why should they?
Yep, it's those human parallels for our pets, right?
Right, just remember that. It's a little family member. You got to take care of them.
They are.
And I think it's important for your cats, too. I was thinking about this a few days ago, was I got to make sure I got plenty of water out there for the cat, because otherwise they're going to go and just find whatever moisture they can find. And that's how bad things happen, where they drink antifreeze is safer than it used to be, but you end up drinking bad stuff for them,
Yeah.
And that's, you don't want a cat with a drinking problem. Right?
All right. And those kiddie pools, like you're talking about the human parallels.
Yeah.
Fill up a pool of water for your dogs to keep cool. That's one of the best ways to do it. Yeah.
Okay.
And then they've got some amazing cooling mats that if you have a senior dog or that's kind of having a hard time cooling down even inside of the home. A lot of the pet stores have cooling mats, excuse me. And I am a huge fan of the cooling jackets. You kind of soak them, put them on your dogs, and gosh, if you do want to go hiking with them in fairly warm weather and you want to keep them cool, cooling jackets are amazing.
And you're talking fairly warm. I mean, when we get to 100 and something degrees, probably don't take them out.
I'm talking 70s.
Okay.
And you're out on a hike.
Right.
But be cautious, be careful, and if you are hiking, again, those cooling jackets and dog booties can help save their paws, because people don't think that trail, dirt, sand gets hot. It gets super hot. We've done measurements, and it's actually hotter than the asphalt.
Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. We've been talking to Lynn Ochita. She's from the Humane Society of Central Oregon, and you can catch her on many of our radio stations. I say many, we've got tons of them, at least three of them. You can catch Friday mornings, the Pet of the Week with Lynn. And thank you for coming in.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
HSCO.org is the website. You're also going to find the Humane Society of Central Oregon on social media like Facebook and Instagram.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.